New Delhi, the Walk Amendment Bill 2025, and the Musalman Waqf Repeal Bill 2025, officially became law following the ascent of President Draupadi Murmu, capping off a high-voltage week of legislative drama, midnight debates, and constitutional scrutiny. In a notification issued by the government, it stated that the following Act of Parliament received the assent of the President on April 5, 2025, and is hereby published for general information. The Walk Amendment Act 2025. Both the Walk Amendment Bill and the Musalman Waqf Repeal Bill were passed after intense and marathon debates in both houses of parliament. The Lok Sabha cleared the Walk Bill in the early hours of Thursday, followed by a 17-hour-long session in the Rajya Sabha, which concluded Friday night. The Musalman Waqf Repeal Bill 2024 also sailed through during this extraordinary sitting. The sessions, stretching well past midnight, saw vigorous arguments between the ruling party and the opposition, underlining the contentious nature of the bills. Following the passage, Prime Minister Narendra Modi termed the moment as historic, hailing it as a watershed moment in India's legislative journey towards socio-economic justice, transparency, and inclusive growth. Despite its passage, the Walk Amendment Act is already facing legal hurdles. Congress MP Muhammad Jad and AIMIM President Asaduddin Owaisi have filed separate petitions in the Supreme Court, challenging the constitutional validity of the legislation. Both leaders have alleged that the bill infringes upon the rights of the Muslim community and violates fundamental constitutional principles. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju, who introduced the bill in both houses, defended its provisions, stating that the act does not violate or take away the rights of any community. The opposition, however, has roundly criticized the law, calling it anti-Muslim, unconstitutional, and a tool for undermining religious autonomy.